Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Bob Berry. Fathers and sons, relationships built of love, strength, and bonding for centuries. A bond seldom broken. When it is broken, however, the consequences can be dire, as we witness here when a son confronts his father for alleged wrongdoings. This tale is entitled, Hello, Dad.
Mr. Prescott, well, it is a bit early. Others will be visiting shortly, and it's difficult, as you may imagine,
Look, I don't give a damn about the others. I have a short time to visit my father, and I want to do it now. Understood? And I want to visit him alone. Uninterrupted. Is that understood?
Yes, I understand. Visit as long as you like.
No one gets in that room until I leave.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Dad. How about this? We're finally alone. All these years, I've wanted to talk to you alone without Mom or your drunken buddies being around, and I finally get the chance. Lucky me, huh? Hey, you look great, Dad. But you always did. I mean, you know, using Mom's paycheck to buy yourself fancy suits and sweet cologne so you could take the special ladies out on the town. No, don't deny it. We kids knew what was going on. Mom did, too. And I'm sure that's what killed her. Dying from a broken heart is probably one of the worst, most painful ways to go. At least she was laid to rest with a smile on her face. Those morticians know how to put smiles on dead people. Thank God for that. Because she had nothing to smile about while alive. We kids give you credit for that, Dad. That was some kind of relationship you guys had. I mean, her working your tail off while you were horsing around like some rodeo cowboy. The good life, right? Oh, yeah. Of course it was. Hollywood should have made a movie about you. King Cock, maybe. That's in the past, right? And here you are, still getting the best attention, I hope. You know, I would hate to see you inconvenienced. By the way, did you know how Mom helped get us through those cold winter nights without you around? I can remember her saying to you time after time that the space heater wasn't keeping us warm in that cheap apartment. Well, while you were out snuggling with some hot piece, Mom would put two pair of socks on each of us, and then wrap us in newspapers. Newspapers. Then top us off with tattered hand-me-down blankets to keep us warm. She would then curl up in the middle of us under the covers and the newspapers and tell us stories. Her breath would add a bit of warmth, and we'd finally go to sleep. She never knew that I never really felt warm in that bed, but she was doing the best she could, you know. I can only imagine how icy cold her bed had to feel when you finally came home in the wee hours of the morning, smelling of liquor and sex. But you didn't care, did you? Oh, no. You had your fun. Not much fun being confined like this now, is it, huh? Bet not. Still remembering all those hot times in the big city? Now, you don't need to answer. No. Is there anything you would like to say to me, your only son? No, of course not. There never was there? You just let our kids grow up on our own, you know. Your daughters, by the way, Jenny and Carol, they've fended for themselves as best they could. Jenny's been divorced twice. Carol died of a drug overdose at 19. I guess that's how life goes, huh? Damn, look at the time. I have an appointment at 3. Wait, did I tell you I passed the bar exam? I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm sure I told you. With no help from you, I worked my way through college and made something of myself. I wish Mom was here so I could tell her and thank her for all she did, but you're here, so I'll tell you. Thanks for nothing, you son of a bitch. By the way, that sneaky smirk on your face suits you. The mortician did a good job. Bye now.
Hello, Dad was written and directed by Bob Berry. Featured actors were Bob Berry and Hazel Gillespie. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. Be with us next time for another unusual episode of A Walk in the Dark.